picked up her vices, didn't heed her advice, and truth be told, I agree with her. Truth be told, I agree with her. Truth be told, I agree with her. Oh, I've spoken with my mother in the back porch.
Is a song called Nice to Each Other by the multi Brit Award and Mercury Prize nominee Olivia Dean. Very cool stuff. And before that, it's music from the Canadian Prairies, Dump Babes, and the song Smoking. Some trashy, danceable psych rock riffs for you. And I love that stuff, as well as the way that they have protest and anti-colonial lyrics in their stuff as well. Now for a Juno Award nominee and an incredible artist, Rit. This is music from Canada's North, and I hope you really enjoy this. This is from Nunavut. Rit on the jukebox.
Conaringa. Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Thank you.
A Canadian classic that is 5 days in May from the album 5 Days in July by Blue Rodeo, released in 1993. They are on the road celebrating the anniversary of that record, and that is an incredible feat to have that be part of the Canadian conscience. I am Julian Taylor, and you are listening to The Jukebox. I got to see a wicked version of that song in Fenland Falls, where Jim Cuddy performed as a trio with Anne and Colin, and they killed it. It was really, really fun to listen to. We got some more music coming up on the show. We've got some Afro-funk jazz from Jemba Grove. They're from Berlin. Bassa Bassa is coming up. Also, Adrian Royce and the song Pink Trainers. It's based on a true story about an inner-city kid who gets pink trainers for school because that's all that his father can afford. Based on the real-life story of Adrian Royce and how he turned that into a song is quite incredible. And we also have a song from Kashtin, Son of the Sun. It's a Willie Dunn cover. It's the only song that they ever did in English. They would other than every other song, they would do it in their Innu language. The duo were signed to Columbia Records and worked with producers including Daniel Lanois at the time. And actually, Robbie Robertson selected this track for the album for his television soundtrack, Music for the Native Americans, which boosted the group's profile. Haven't heard from them in a while, but would love to. So here they are on the show, Kashtin on the Jukebox.
Son of the sun, son of the earth, the soul of life, children of the world, daughters of starlight, daughters of moon, sisters of sunlight, sisters of earth, brothers of nature, brothers of old, brothers of legends, like story untold. I had a dream of my uncle, laid to rest, a gun and a sword, buried the hatchet, buried the stake, about to reach out to peace to make. I'm a brown skinned man, that's what I am. Got the guitar and the drum, that's where I come from. Spirits of the sea, spirits of the sound, worthy of the shadow, come shine on me. The son of the sound, son of the bird, daughters of moon, sisters of sunlight, sisters of earth, brothers of nature, brothers of home, brothers of legend.
ground. Father stretched that money, gotta be something you can do. Oh, I know you work all day, mama she works all night. Only got a little soul, don't want a big fight when I walk into school. We end up in trainers, but they're of a choices. I can see their faces, can hear those voices. That if this is a test you made, gonna need a little help from you. Turnpike, happy ever after. I could never go back then, but tell you if I ever could, I'd be ringing with my roses on. Never mind them if it looks good, feels good.
Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Big up to jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
Hi, my name is Taku. I want to say shout out to all the raccoons and campers. You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM on Burnaby.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Satellites in space are enabling researchers to track air pollution on Earth and show that it's possible to improve air quality and reduce climate change at the same time. Susan Annenberg is at the George Washington University Milken Institute School of Public Health. Her team analyzed 15 years of satellite data from more than 13,000 cities worldwide.
So we can get a sense for how pollution is changing in every city on the planet.
They looked at concentrations of three pollutants that harm people's health and at emissions of carbon dioxide, which warms the climate. In more than half of the cities, all four pollutants rose or fell together. That's because they're often caused by the same culprit, burning fossil fuels. In cities that are burning more fossil fuels, like in parts of India and sub-Saharan Africa, concentrations of all four pollutants increased.
There is a lot of economic growth happening. There's population growth, and there are no strong emission control regulations.
Whereas in places that have taken steps to limit fossil fuel use, pollution fell across the board. So burning fewer fossil fuels can reduce climate change and improve people's health. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.